Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. If you're in your car on the highway right now, chances are you have a lot of company. Just about as predictable as turkey and stuffing is traffic on the days leading up to Thanksgiving. Last night, travelers crawled for hours in a 30-mile backup on the Mass Pike heading west from Boston. Joining us now with more on the traffic patterns and whether there are any engineering fixes that might help ease them is Bill Steffens, Vice President of McMahon Associates, a transportation planning and traffic engineering firm in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Bill. Is traffic just inevitable, or are there any changes in the works, either positive or negative, in recent years to show that there are improvements that have or should be made?
In some ways, it's inevitable because what happens at any given point in time is that you have a fixed supply of capacity out there, and when demands peak, like they did last night, the demand's going to overrun the supply. And when that happens, you're going to get the kind of backups that you saw and that you see this time of year. As time goes by, what happens is that you do get, you know, an increase in demand, and we're seeing that now too. The supply doesn't grow as fast as the demand does. Are there other things that can be done? Yeah, probably there are.
What are the things that can be done?
I mean, we just went through the big dig, and you can see in downtown Boston, that part of the network works pretty well now, but that's kind of a massive solution to the problem. One of the other kinds of things that worked up in New Hampshire pretty well was at the Hampton Tolls, they put in a new system called open road tolling, and what happens there is that you don't have to slow down for the toll booth. In fact, they want you to stay at speed. So the massive backups that they used to see in the summer and actually during the ski season as well has pretty much abated. It's gone. You can get through there most times with minimal backup, and you can save a significant amount of time when you put a system like that in place.
Talk about that system. How big an undertaking would it be to do something like that on the Mass Pike?
It would depend. I mean, if you're going to put it in, you have to think about where you have the space for it. You're going to put 2 to 4 lanes aside so that you can install it, and you're going to have to put it in where you have an existing toll booth for the most part. If you think more about it and you say, okay, well, we can go to a different schedule of tolling, you might be able to find other locations. And then you get into the whole equity issue of who pays what tolls and that kind of thing. But once that's figured out, it's a retrofit. There's no doubt about it. But it's one of those kinds of things that you can look at, and you're not going to completely break the bank in trying to install something like that.
What's happening right now in terms of transportation trends? Are more people driving or using public transit? Are there more cars on the road? And is the economy playing a role?
I think all of the above. I think, yeah, the economy is playing a role. We're starting to see an increase in automobile registrations and in miles driven. But you saw last year, this year, I guess, the MBTA increased its fares, and ridership is up there, too. So people are using planes, trains, and automobiles to get around, and they're using it at a level that's showing, you know, signs of growth.
One solution could be widening the roads, but is there a downside to doing something like that?
There can be. In other words, if you simply go out and you add capacity by widening the road, you can potentially induce more travel because now you've freed up capacity, and it can attract and cause more travel just by virtue of the additional supply. So generally what you want to do is you want to balance how you add capacity to the system. You don't want to just add capacity to a road without thinking of the other kinds of capacity you can add to alternative, say, transit kinds of improvements so that you're not forcing one kind of travel over another one.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill Steffens, Vice President, McMahon Associates, Transportation Planning and Traffic Engineering. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Sure, thanks, Steve.